Know what time it is?
It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. If you want to get results fast, stop messing around and get serious about your life, one habit at a time. Here she is, the Habit Master herself, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich.
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich, and I help people change their bad habits. When you change your habits, you change your life. Today we're going to talk about the one mistake that most people make that can totally be responsible for ruining our lives. And that is avoid responsibility. We do it, I do it, we make excuses, right? Your customers do it, your neighbor does it, your spouse does it, your kids do it, right? You want to clean the house and there's, you know, who made this mess? Wasn't me. Well, you know it wasn't you that did it, right? Because you were the one that's asking. Especially for all you moms out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Who made this mess? And all of a sudden, you know, there's only two people in the room and both of them are like, I don't know. Right. We avoid taking responsibility for what happens, for what we do, for the mistakes that we make. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes messes. But you gotta take responsibility for it. You gotta say, yep, it was me. How can I fix it? How can I make it right? How can I do better? It's the only way that things can get done in our lives. That's the only way we can improve our lives. Is we have to take responsibility. If we're putting on the corona crisis gut, right? I call it the COVID carbs, right? You're getting fat, you're eating all your comfort food because you're scared or you're stuck at home, you're not going out, you're not going to the gym, you know? You're not taking responsibility for your health. You're letting it go, right? Everybody does it. I put on a little weight myself. I'm trying to take responsibility for that. Get myself back on track. Because I know that I feel better. I perform better. My energy level stays high and stays at a certain level throughout the day. So I don't crash. I don't dip. I don't get too tired. I can keep myself at a certain level that I need to be to perform the tasks that I need to perform during my workday, when I'm trying to write, when I'm coaching clients, whatever it is, I need to make sure that my energy level. And in order to do that, I have to take responsibility for all the stuff that's going in my mouth. All of the foods, the types of foods, when I'm eating, and the quantity, how much am I eating? We gotta take responsibility for things, folks. Especially in this new economy. I noticed today, all of the cases that I worked on last week. I sent them to my lab, my dental lab, and everything was back. Normally, I don't get them back within a few days. Normally, it's at least a week, week and a half. It's usually 7 to 10 days, right? And I always schedule patients back that need crowns, you know, put on or maybe a partial or a denture or something. You know, it takes time for the labs to make them, right? So we always schedule, you know, people out a couple weeks just to be safe in case they get backed up. Well, guess what? They're not backed up. I think we're the only ones that are, you know, performing at a high level and that are actually taking care of our patients. We're not taking excuses from our patients. We understand that if you have a health issue that you're not allowed out in the public, hey, I understand that, right? But for those of you that don't, that are functioning in the society, you're wearing your mask, you're going to work, you're kind of trying to do as many normal life things as possible, that means that there's no excuse for you not to get your dental work done. You're avoiding responsibility. It's not my fault that you've got a cavity. It's not my fault. It's not my responsibility to, you know, make sure that you're not eating crunchy foods or sugary foods. You've got to take responsibility for that. And when I find something on you that says, you know what? I had a gentleman today that came in and he had two things that were wrong from 6 months ago. And we told him that before, we took pictures, we took x-rays, and I'm like, look, you got two problems that are getting terrible. So today he comes in and I'm like, okay, you don't have anything else new, but we have to get these two things done. And he was making all kinds of excuses and he doesn't want to pay for it and his insurance doesn't pay for anything. And it's like, well, take responsibility for that. First of all, you should have got it done earlier when it was probably less expensive. B, when it first broke, you should have came in so it would be less expensive. And three, why are you waiting during all of this time for it to get worse? And four, you're the one that pays for the insurance. If you're complaining about how much they pay, why don't you look into supplemental insurance policies or choose something different in your company? Because most companies have different sets of plans. You know, you've got your higher tier, your medium tier, and your low tier. Stop being cheap. You know you have stuff to do. Pay a little bit more for the insurance so that you get better coverage, so that you can get some of that money back or all of it back and not complaining. Like, he just complained the whole time. And I thought to myself, that's what today's show is about. Take responsibility. Okay? Stop complaining to me about it. I'm just here to help. I'm just here to try to solve your problems. So if you out there are trying to, you know, get something done and all you do is complain, you're blaming other people. You're blaming the government. I didn't get my check this month. You're blaming your employer because, you know, you have to work at home. They're trying to keep you safe. Maybe you had to take a pay cut. You know, these people are trying to keep their businesses going. And maybe your industry isn't a particular industry that's really hot and heavy right now. You know, you're not getting the hours that you want. You're working at a restaurant. Well, nobody wants to go and sit in a restaurant. If you have outdoor dining, that's about it. Or takeout. That's all you got. I'm still not going to restaurants yet. And we're not, you know, we don't have that many cases going on. But I don't feel like getting breathed on. I'm getting breathed on all day at work. So I want to avoid, and plus when you're eating, you can't wear a mask when you're eating. It's not like I'm getting my toes done, you know, getting a pedicure done. But take responsibility for what's happening. Stop playing the victim. Stop doing the blame game. Because when it's all said and done, it's your responsibility. And if you don't take that responsibility, you're giving up control to other people. And guess what? Those other people will take control and they will use your resources and you'll keep getting the same results that you've been keeping. Another way that people avoid responsibility is they justify why it's not working. Well, those Democrats. Well, those Republicans. Well, my boss. Well, my spouse. There's always an excuse for why they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're getting the results that they're getting. They either want to blame other people or they want to justify to make themselves feel good, right? We all justify it. I'm too tired. That's why I'm not going to work out tonight. I had a rough day. I'm going to go home, plop myself on the couch, eat chips, and watch a Netflix movie. That's your excuse. That's your justification to make yourself feel better for the activities and thought pattern that you're doing. You're basically justifying your bad habit. And as everybody knows, I'm all about habits. I'm about your habitual thought patterns and also your daily routines. Because if you can tweak them, if you can start taking responsibility for them, you can start changing them. You won't have any excuses. You'll run out of it. So no more excuses, no more, you know, blaming other people. Because if you're doing it, guess what? Your customers are doing it to you too. Your coworkers are doing it. Your team is doing it. Your employees are doing it. And you may get stuck into their complaining and their whining and their bitching. But you know what? At the end of the day, you've got to take responsibility for yourself, for your family, for your income, and for the results that you're getting, for your health, for your mental attitude. If you're negative all the time and you're blaming other people, you're justifying why things aren't the way you want them to be, then you're going to keep getting the same result. And more negative crap is just going to tick you off and going to keep happening. But you could take control of things. Could say, you know what? Yeah, that happened. It was crappy. It wasn't right. But I'm not going to let it stop me. That's the attitude you got to take. And especially in this new economy. My office is busting our butts. I'm networking. We're doing all kinds of crazy stuff, marketing-wise. And it's working. We're still getting new patients. Of course, not as many as we did before. But we're getting new patients. And we're getting patients that haven't been in for a few years that know they need care done, and they're like, you're the one to do it. I trust you. I want to get taken care of. And they're coming in. So let's talk about five ways that you and I can influence people to take responsibility, okay? One is to show and tell. When you can show them in a picture, you write up a contract with them, you spell it out on black and white exactly what your product will do for them, the benefits, the advantages, the features. When you can show them on an x-ray, this is what I'm talking about. See this hole? Now look at it last year, it wasn't there. See this hole? You show them. I show them pictures. See where it's broken off? Ooh, that's what it looks like? Yeah, that's what I'm looking like. That's what I look at it. Except now it's blown up onto a huge monitor, and now your tooth's this big. Now we can really see what's wrong with it. Show them. Don't tell them. People believe what they see, not what they hear. So write it down. Give them a brochure on your product or service. Do a demonstration. If you can't get in front of them because of the COVID shutdown, do a video. Send them a link. Say, hey, here's a video of me demonstrating what it can do, what are the benefits, what are the advantages, what we do different than our competitors, and give them pricing. Don't shy away from pricing. Tell them exactly how much it's going to cost, right? Show them, write it down. That's going to help them to visualize what they need to do to solve their problem, and it can help influence them to take responsibility for whatever problem that they have. Sometimes they just are denying that there's a problem, right? Number two, talk to them about the pros and the cons. And of course, I would definitely write that down too for them. If you do this and go this way with my product, this certain product or service that I have, this is the consequence. Good, bad, ugly. If you go with another product, you compare the two, right? You give them the pros and the cons of everything. If you don't do it, what's going to happen? In dentistry, it's easy. You're going to be in pain. You're going to lose the tooth. What do you want? You want to fix it? Or you want to let it go anymore? I told the guy today, you don't fix it, you're going to end up being in pain. And then it's going to cost you more money to fix it. Or just take it out. Like, I didn't even argue with him. I just said, here's your pros, here's your cons. You make the decision. Even though he was complaining about the price, he was complaining about his insurance, he was complaining about Corona, he was complaining about everything. I understand. I agree with you. This time is crazy. When would you like to schedule? And that's exactly what I told him. If you don't want to schedule, that's okay too. It doesn't matter to me. It's your mouth. If you wait too much longer, you're going to have to take it out. I won't be able to fix it. Okay. And he's scheduled, right? How do I make him take responsibility? I showed him the problem. I wrote it down. We wrote down a formal treatment plan for him. And I told him pros and cons. Okay? Another way you can help your customer, your friend, your spouse, whatever, whoever is not taking responsibility for something, your child, you can actually help them find a way to do it. I can't reach that. I'm too little. That's a famous thing for my son, right? Well, I got him a little step stool that he can use. And he can get up and put the glasses away. When you're doing the dishes, there you go. Well, I'm too scared of the sharp knives. Well, guess what? You don't have to touch the sharp knives, but you can do everything else that's in the dishwasher. You can put everything away, dry it, put it away. Just don't touch the sharp stuff. Find a way for them to take the responsibility. Find a way to help them. If it's a customer, find a way to break down terms for them, write up the contract in a way that they can afford it, that's in their budget. Give them some treatment, some payment plans, some payment options. If you need outside financing, help them get it. You want to make that connection so you can make a sale. You want to make a connection so that they can find a way to take the responsibility to do the task that they should be doing. You know, money's always an issue. If you want your customers to, you know, buy from you, you got to help them find a way to buy. Finding a way to buy also means you're more convenient. You pick up the phone. You follow up with them. You want to be in communication with your customers as much as you can. You want to tell them about new products. You want to tell them about new services. So that if they do have a problem, they'll say, oh, I do need to take responsibility for this problem. I need to get it solved. Bring. Hey, Steph. I got this tooth that's bothering me. Hey, Steph. I really want to improve my business. I need to hire you as my coach for the next 12 months. And guess what? What would you like to focus on? Let's roll. It's not difficult to do. But if you yourself aren't taking responsibility for stuff, you're avoiding it, how are you going to help other people take responsibility for their stuff? How are you ever going to communicate with them? How are you ever going to sell them anything to improve their lives, which in turn improves your life because you're making more sales, you're helping more people? If you don't take the responsibility for anything, for the amount of money you make, for your health, for your relationships, if you don't take that responsibility, how are you going to make anybody else take responsibility also? The fourth way that you can help influence people to take responsibility is you got to create urgency. Like today, I was like, you know, you can do whatever you want, but here's the picture. Here's your nerve. If you let it go anymore, A, I might not have anything left, especially if it breaks. I'm not going to have anything left to hang on to. And B, you're going to be in pain. And it will probably be on a weekend or a holiday when nobody's around. And you'll have to go to the hospital where all the COVID people are. You know? You got to create urgency. I can get you in next week. I can get you in today. When would you like to see me? I've got a 2 o'clock appointment today. Why don't we get it done? Create urgency for that person. When you do that, they're going to realize, oh my gosh, this person's serious. I do have a problem. I do need to help. I do need to communicate or do something that's going to, you know, move the bar. Going to get things done. I got to get that project done. People are waiting for me. My company is depending on me. Other people need me to help them. Create the urgency so that they take the responsibility to hire you to solve their issue before it gets worse, to pick up their clothes before somebody trips and breaks something, right? Picks up their toys that are scattered in the middle of the living room. You got to create urgency. Maybe you give them an award. Maybe you have a sale. Sales are easy ways for people to create urgency. You know, that's called marketing. That's what it is. We have a special. We have a new, you know, gadget in the marketplace. We're offering this, this, and that. Percentage off, buy one, get one free. That's urgency because they always have a deadline. Make a deadline for them. You've got a month to decide. You've got a day to decide. If you create a deadline, you can create urgency because people don't want to miss out. They want a value, right? They want a bargain. People want a wheel and deal. So sales, offers, discounts are an easy way to create urgency, okay? You know, for your spouse, hey, you want to get some, then we need to get some stuff done because then I will have the energy and the time to feel a little more in the mood, right? So that's an easy way. Don't say I didn't give you anything, right? A little tip for the ladies out there. Create urgency. By, you know, a little wink, wink kind of thing. All right. The last thing that you need to do to help increase the responsibility taking of people around you, of your customers, of your spouse, of your children, of anybody in your life, is you got to create value. And this kind of goes along with urgency, too, with the sales and, you know, all of that, consequences, pros and cons kind of thing. What you actually offer, can you solve their problem? Problem is the toys are in the middle of the living room. They're tiny, they're sharp, and I keep stepping on them and hurting myself. What's the value in that? I won't yell at you. I won't suck them up with the vacuum cleaner. I won't just pick them up and put them away permanently. The value in it is you get to still play with your toys, but you got to put them away. The value of eating is usually pretty high with people. They don't want to look like a hillbilly. They want to be able to eat the foods that they want to eat. They don't want to be in pain. They want to be able to function in a normal way. So in dentistry, it's easy. I can create value in 2 seconds. Do you want to eat? Do you want yellow, gross-looking teeth? Do you want big holes in them? Do you want to be in pain? Do you want to lose them? You know, that's the value. That creates urgency. We help them find a way to pay for it. We give them the pros and cons, and we show them. We don't just tell them. If you can wrap your head around these 5 ways that you can influence people to take responsibility, you can do this, you increase your communication with them. They're going to listen to you. They're going to think about the words that you're saying. They're going to think about what you're showing them. Give them copies of things to take home so that they can talk to their spouse about it if they need to, or their company, or their executive, or whatever it is. Show them, not tell them. Give them copies of things. Show them pictures. Show them x-rays. Show them demonstrations of how things work, the pros and cons, benefits, features, advantages, what the other guy down the road is doing compared to you, and why you're the best value over long term. You give more service. Your company's more dependable. Your products or service is more dependable. You can add on if something were to go wrong. What kind of value can you give that person? We have a sale going on. Buy one, get one free. Save 20%. It's end of the year. We got to get these models out of here. That creates urgency, creates value. Everybody wants a bargain. So if you can master this and master it in your own life, you can communicate with anyone, because there are other people who are going to want to be trying to do the same thing to you. So how can you do it for yourself? You got to avoid taking responsibility. And that's the best way for you to improve anything, to solve the problems that you have. Everybody has problems. So how do you solve them? You have to take responsibility for the problems that you have, because you've made them. We've all made the decisions that have created the problems. How do I fix it now? That's taking responsibility. It's not ignoring it. It's not putting it off. Not letting it get worse. It's not blaming other people. It's not justifying why I didn't do this. It's taking responsibility and then moving forward and solving the issue. Pivoting, tweaking, changing things, right? So that's it for me today. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel and Instagram channel. Subscribe and follow. Also, if you're a podcast person, look for the Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes on iTunes and Spotify so you don't miss anything. And if you do, check them out there. Also, if you want to learn how to take responsibility, to increase sales, to improve any area of your life, your relationships, your health, your financial situation, you can go grab a copy of my book. It's called The Habit Formula at thehabitmaster.com. I've got tons of books there. We've got 25 mindset activities that will help keep you in a good mood and also be thinking of possibilities so that you can take responsibility for any area of your life. If you want to learn how to teach your kids good habits, go to thehabitmaster.com and grab a copy of the Habit Master Appearance Success Equation Kids Edition. So that's it for me. Thanks for watching, and let's build good habits together. Stephanie Aldridge here, and I'm so excited to show you guys what I've been working on during the shutdown. Some of these products on the HabitMaster.com store are new. There's a lot of them that are new. Like this recession survival kit. You get a bunch of videos and workbooks and all that stuff. So especially if you've been laid off or furloughed, grab a copy of this. It's only $27. Then you got your coaching area, so I'm going to start a study club soon, but right now you can book a free appointment with me if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, both private and professionally. Then you got your ebooks, you got the habit formula, the parenting book, you've got a brand new backward rule, which is the ultimate way to hit any target, 7 laws of the universe, 101 ways to be recession-proof.
If you've been furloughed or whatever, this is part of the Recession Survival Kit, but man, this book has gotten me a lot of money coming in. If you need some motivation or inspiration, I've got the 101 Inspirational Quotes. If you hate reading, I got you covered. I turned all of my ebooks into audiobooks or videos. So again, habit formula here, backward rule, 101 habit ideas for your kids. How to be more efficient at work. You've got the Recession webinar video. 7 Laws of the Universe, Recession Webinar, if you like just the MP3. You've got 25 Mindset Activities, 101 Ways to be Recession-Proof right there. Then you've got this area, which is the Workbooks and Templates area. Again, Habit Formula, you've got the Workbooks here, Backward Rule, it'll help you hit your goals. You've got the Planner. This is the same planner I use every day. I printed it out at FedEx and made a copy for myself, and I write in it every single day. It helps me to accomplish my goals by doing my to-do list. Then you've got your 25 mindset activities, your task analysis for small business owners, the 101 habit ideas, and the recession-proof workbook. Here, I grouped all of these products into different categories and made premium video courses. You've got your habit formula. This is the personal one. Then this is the professional small business owners one. And then this is for parents, how to teach your kids good habits so they're not bratty teenagers and worthless adults. Then you got the backward rule premium course. And finally, the recession survival kit. These products are meant to help. If you're struggling with something, you're trying to change something, you're trying to improve something, or if you're trying to hit a goal but don't seem to be able to hit it, check out these products and see what resonates with you. Go to, up here, thehabitmaster.com. Again, thehabitmaster.com for more information.